Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last week, we were talking about the Lord's Supper. Or in Greek, remember the word was Eucharist, to give thanks. Well, this week, we're looking at Jesus walking on water, the miracle of God's promise to Noah, and most importantly, a miracle of faith. And if we go by what was in the psalm today, his steadfast love which endures forever. How many times did we hear that? Every verse. Okay, that's a miracle too, isn't it? Especially the way some of us act, you know, it's nice that we have that. All right, so I was thinking about this earlier. How do you explain the word miracle? Okay, we're talking to somebody about our faith. And God does miracles for us all the time. And somebody asks you, what's a miracle? How would you respond? What would you say? All right, something's impossible, but it happened. What else? Can't do it. I'm glad you put it that way because I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. It's hard, isn't it? What would you say to somebody? It's one of those, well, what's a miracle? Something can't be explained by science. All right, so Oxford Dictionary says this. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable, cannot be explained by natural or scientific laws, and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. Why can't they just say it be considered to be a work of God, you know? Now, here's some of the synonyms. Mystery, prodigy, or a sign. I like that. Mystery, prodigy, or sign. The other meaning is a highly improbable or extraordinary event, development, or accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences. I think it does, too. I think it does, too. All right. An event which cannot be rationally explained. That's exactly what you just said here a minute ago. Work of a divine agency. I really think we can put the Lord's Supper and baptism under a miracle. Yeah, there's more to it than that. But, you know, when we look underneath that, we see something special. Now, the church defines the word sacrament. And when I say the church, not only the Lutheran church, Roman Catholic, the Anglican, we all do this, as the word of God combined with a visible sign. All right, now stop and think about that. Lord's Supper, we have bread and wine with the word of God. Baptism, we have water with the word of God. And so let me ask you this. Of those, what's more important, the visible sign or the Word of God? Word of God, because that's where the power is. Well, going back to what we asked earlier, if you're going to define that miracle, what would you say? We have a sacrament. That's a miracle. If you were to say to a person, have you had any miracles in your own life? What do you think they would probably say? Some would say yes, some would say no. Not only that, but being born is a miracle, isn't it? Alive. Have you seen miracles in our own church? Beverly? Yes. We thought we had lost Beverly two or three times, and she's sitting with us and doing great. So the person asked the question, so what is a miracle? All right, in answer to that, let me share a miracle that happened to Peggy Sue a few years ago. Of course, I had to tell her about it before this, so I make sure I get everything right. Her husband was stationed at Edwards Air Force Base in California. If you ever seen the movie The Right Stuff, that's Edwards Air Force Base. Now, Edwards Air Force Base is in a desert. So you wouldn't really think that this would happen, or that you would have to worry about a blizzard. But occasionally blizzards happen, even at Edwards. So from when you enter the front gate till you get where the housing is about 16 miles, 14 miles. And it's a desolate drive. There's nothing there. It's just scrub. Well, the blizzard hit them with 16 inches of snow. 27 inches of snow. I sit corrected. That's a lot of snow. All right, and it was still visibly snowing. Peggy had her infant daughter in a car seat who was sleeping, and the visibility was horrendous. Well, 27 inches of snow, cold, on a desolate road, she slid into the ditch. All right, so what are you going to do in a blizzard when you got all that snow and cold and you got an infant? I bet you did a lot of praying, didn't you? Peggy said these lights came up into her back window. She heard somebody get out of a car, hook up a winch to her back bumper, and pulled her out of the ditch. And so how far did you drive before you got out to check to say thank you? About another 3 miles. And it was right behind her. She could see the lights. She got to where she was going, got to get out to say thank you to whoever it was. And there was no truck there. And on the tracks, there were just her tracks and no other vehicle tracks behind her. Is that a miracle? Yes. You know, so when we look at these kind of things, how would you explain what happened to her? How would she explain it other than to say it's a miracle? You know, so, you know, we talked about divine intervention. Do you think not divine intervention happened? I think so too. Well, when we were talking about the sacraments over here, what word is in sacrament? Sacred. What does sacred mean? Didn't know you were going to have a test today, did you? Holy. That's what it means. You know, when we do the Sanctus in a little bit here where we go, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Sanctus means holy. All right, so when we're talking about miracles, we're talking about sacraments, we're talking about things that are holy. And so a sacrament, again, has to be something real or visible and is connected with the Word of God. You know, so sacred or sacrament are Latin words. But what was the first languages of the Bible? Was it Latin? No, I mean, St. Jerome didn't write the Latin version of the Bible till about 400, 500 AD. All right, so what was used before that? A form of it called Aramaic, which was the language of the day, and Greek. Okay, Koine Greek, which means biblical Greek, was the language of the people of this time period. So when we talk about the New Testament, sacred, that kind of thing, everything is in Greek. Now here's the part where we get to. I think it's interesting. Got to remember that sacrament is a translation of a Greek word. You know what the Greek word for sacrament is? Mysterion. Mysterion. What's it sound like? Mystery. So the thing is that the name for a sacrament is mystery. Why? Because how do you explain something that God does on a God level? As I've said in here many times, it's above my pay grade. Okay? But you know, one of the things about this that I find really interesting, we look at all these miracles that are in the Bible. I mean, we have the ones with Noah today. Noah and his family built the ark. You ever been to the ark experience in Kentucky? It's huge. And he didn't have any help. What about the feeding of the 5,000 last week? How many people were really fed? 20,000. With 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We start off today with the miracle of Jesus walking on the water. He even got Peter, remember in one of the Bible stories, to step off the side of the boat, and Peter started walking on water until he realized what he was doing, and then down he went. Huh? They thought Jesus was a spirit when it was coming across. We look at miracles every day in the Bible, but do miracles happen to us? Yeah. We have Bev sitting here. Peggy shared hers. Have you had miracles in your own life? Of course. How do you explain them? I don't worry about it. I just accept it and thank God. In the Catechism, third article of the Creed. Okay, you got to remember the Creed's set up in 3 sections. First one's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So the third article is about God the Holy Spirit. And how does the explanation start on that? I cannot by my own reason or strength know my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. I cannot do it on my own. That came out of our Roman Catholic aisle here. You can't do it on your own. But I have been called by the Holy Spirit through the gospel. Isn't that something that we all have experienced? You know, I have many of you said I've never read the Bible before, or that you were a member of a denomination that doesn't read the Bible. If you don't read the Bible, what do you do about the miracle of faith? Where does faith come from? Remember, it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. All right, so if that is a gift of the Holy Spirit, how do we strengthen our faith? By reading the Bible. You know, it's one of those things, whenever I read the Bible, there are so many things that are relevant to what we do today. I've told you about that prof I had at the seminary, Dr. Scare the Elder, who just turned 90, by the way. Anyway, we would be in class, and his hand would go up, and the Holy Spirit has spoken to me today. Why? Well, because he was reading the Bible, and he saw something different in there. One of the things, have you ever gone to your car, got in, turn on the car, radio comes on, it's your favorite song. Oh, I'm going to be Bob here. Everything's cool. Right? And then one day you get in your car, turn it on, same song comes up. Oh, I don't want to listen to that. All right, now let me ask you this. Has the song changed? We changed. It spoke to us differently. When we see something in the Bible and we see it differently, that is the Holy Spirit talking to you. Is that a miracle? You bet it is. You know, we are so quick to take miracles and just throw them out. Oh, well, that's a miracle. But yet, what a blessing that miracle is. The word miracle comes from the Latin word mirare, which means to be filled with wonder. Think about that for a second. Miracle means to be filled with wonder. And it's not, well, I wonder what it is, you know. It's the basis of like the word wonderful. So when we look at wonder in our lives, that's a miracle, isn't it? Of all things, as I was doing my research for this, I ran across a quote from the Larry King Show. And they had Deepak Chopra. Did I pronounce that right? Anyway, he's a doctor and things like that, and he's very Hindu. But he discussed the purpose of this program was how to know God. It's from May 17th, 2000. And he said this, whether you define the word miracle as supernatural or just plain crazy good luck, there's something to be said for being with someone whom you love and who loves you. Who's that describing? God. Jesus. Not only someone who is physically with us, but spiritually with us. Remember last week I told you when I'm standing up here and I'm doing communion, it's like Jesus is standing there with his hand on my shoulder, and we have with angels and archangels and all the hosts of heaven that we say every week, standing there with us. Is that a miracle? Yes. Coming here today is a miracle. Why? Because God is in our life. We are strengthening our faith by being here today. But more importantly, and I was thinking about this, Jesus is someone who loves us unconditionally and whom we love back. Remember the word for his love is what? Anybody remember the Greek word for it? Agape. Okay? Agape is unconditional love with something else. Sacrifice. And when Jesus went to that cross, he showed his agape love for us. Unconditional love with a sacrifice. He gave his life. So does he love us unconditionally? Is he with us both physically and spiritually? Yeah. Do we see him? No. It's a belief in things unseen. Of course, I could be talking about a dog, too, loving us unconditionally. Never cat. Well, although Thurston, I think, loved, of course, he was raised with dogs. He was more dog than cat. All right, so how does that happen? I don't know. It's a mystery. And it's a miracle. Remember, third article of the Creed, what it says, I cannot by my own reason or strength. Do we worship Martin Luther? No. Was he a pretty smart pastor? Yes. So when he sat and wrote that explanation, and he said, I cannot by my own reason or strength know my Lord Jesus or come to him. We can't do it on our own. We need that miracle of faith to do it for us. I've been called by the Holy Spirit through the power of the gospel. And what's the gospel? The Bible. My friends, this is how I respond to it. It's both a blessing for me and a blessing for you. And that is most certainly true. My friends, may the miracles we experience keep our hearts and minds with Christ Jesus. Amen.